You're listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Christmas Eve, so happy Christmas to all. Each year around this time, I like to air this special Pacific Northwest version of The Night Before Christmas. It's called A Coastal Christmas. This version of the classic holiday poem is a delightful book written by a local author and illustrated by a local artist. The author is Long Beach Peninsula writer Lynette Ray McAdams, and the illustrator is Astoria's Sally LaCaff. While the story is a retelling of A Night Before Christmas, in this version, Santa gets into a bit of trouble on the water, something that we know can happen regularly to people here in our challenging coastal environment, even to mythical heroes. Lucky for Santa, he gets rescued by some fishermen and the U.S. Coast Guard. Leave it to mariners to take care of one another and anybody in trouble on the water. It's part of the code of honor and duty in a challenging setting where lives are in danger every day. So there's a lot to love about this dear little story, so take a moment out of your day and listen to A Coastal Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, where river meets sea, and we were out on the boat, just my small crew of three. The fog, it was thick, and the waves were a beast, but we needed fresh crab for the holiday feast. When out on the deck there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the wheelhouse to see what was the matter. And there in the sea, on the side we call port, was a little old man who gave a wave and a snort. Then over the rail a gloved hand appeared, and a red-suited arm, then a snowy white beard. And I turned to my mates, and I ordered them quick, "Fetch the blankets and cocoa, we've rescued Saint Nick." We brought him aboard, and he coughed and he sputtered. Then out of the surf all eight reindeer fluttered. The bow was quite full, so we put him in back and placed a tow on the sleigh, which still held his sack. And once he was settled, well out of the gale, we all leaned in closer to hear Santa's tale. Well, I'm not sure what happened. Things had all gone terrific. In fact, my very last stop was the Columbia Pacific. But this fog is so heavy, I missed the river's mouth. And when I checked on our course, we were way too far south. Then I set us aright, or so I did think. But the next thing I knew, we were all in the drink. He looked quite defeated and didn't say more. So I offered, "Don't feel bad. It's happened before. Many captains have failed here. There's been an assortment. Just think of John Mears, who named Cape Disappointment." "Oh, it's not about pride," Santa said with a grimace. "The trouble, my friend, is that Christmas is finished. My reindeer can swim, but it's cold in this river. Now Donner is exhausted, and poor Blitzen has a shiver. We'll never make it now, and your kids will be heartbroken to find nothing from Santa, not even a token. No clam gun for Maria, no beach ball for Joy, no Liberty Theater tickets for Roy. And I don't need to tell you I'm taking a risk by heading back home without Lutefisk. It's Mrs. Claus's favorite. And what about the elves? I must have smoked salmon to replenish their shelves. And then there's me. And I know this is selfish, but this part of the world has the very best shellfish. Without Willapa oysters, I'll just be a mess. Forget milk and cookies. I crave Dungeness." I could see in that moment he was more than forlorn, which is when I remembered our Coast Guard's airborne. "Don't worry, Santa. You can please the whole flock. We'll call Air Station Astoria. They'll send the Jayhawk. And as for the reindeer, while you're on your adventure, they can rest up at the North Coast Wildlife Center. It's a little last minute to find hay in a bale, but the Astoria Co-op can donate some kale." Then the old man grew lively, and he danced and he raved, and he said to us, "Friends, I think Christmas is saved." And in less than 5 minutes, the helicopter came, and Santa whistled, and he shouted, and he called out by name, "Off to Oysterville, Ocean Park, even Long Beach, neither Seaview, Il Waco, nor Chinook's out of reach. We'll go to Skamakaway and also Altoona. across the river to Alderbrook and hit the laguna. Down to Warrenton, seaside, then around Haystack Rock. Don't forget Manzanita, we won't miss a block. And down near Nehalem, I'll show you just where to park. You know, I've been at this since way before Lewis and Clark. Then I heard him proclaim, as they flew out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. And that was A Coastal Christmas, a delightful take on the classic holiday poem, The Night Before Christmas. This version was written by Long Beach Peninsula author Lynette Ray McAdams and illustrated by Astoria artist Sally LaCaff. It's a story about people helping people on the water. When I said it was part of the duty and honor of a profession that involves great risk, I wasn't exaggerating. It's long been an unwritten rule that mariners in trouble help one another. Everyone knows that next time it could be their turn to need help. These days, it's also maritime law to help people in trouble. If you know someone needs your aid and you can give it, you have to stop what you're doing and help save lives. But I think most people would do this anyway. We are so fortunate to have the U.S. Coast Guard, who regularly put their lives on the line to keep us all safe on the water, and sometimes on land as well. So, many warm holiday greetings to our coasties and their families. And also to the many fishing families in our region and their loved ones who go out under dangerous conditions in relatively small vessels, catching the wonderful seafood that we love to eat. That's one of the great blessings of living in our seashore environment. I'd also like to give a shout out to people on land or sea who are working over the holidays. Thank you for your service in whatever profession you're in, whether it be on land or sea. You are appreciated. And of course, finally, warm holiday wishes to all those mariners on vessels who are working as if holidays didn't really exist. Much love to all the ships at sea. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful holiday.